How did you know they were nice? There could have been some surly people there. You know, they could have been back there at the back yammering.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. But they were relegated to the back.
That's right.
Yes.
Back there in the back. So how did that, did they do flags individually or they?
No,
do,
they put them all up at once.
Did they?
Yeah. And they don't pull the rope anymore. They've got cranks, you know.
Do they?
Yeah. They got cranks that they twirl around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like starting a Model T, you know.
Okay. And so these are permanent. These aren't like PVC. Well, like PVC stuck in the ground or anything.
No. These were like 14 really nice flagpoles. Just, you know, metal with a ball on top and everything.
So now, who's going to be responsible for taking down the 14 flags every day?
Well, I don't know. Mean, I don't know that they have to come down. It's not like the.
Excuse me. You are going to leave the South Carolina Gamecock flag out with inclement weather? I can't imagine.
I'm
speechless. The very idea that you would consider that the Vanderbilt banner should be out there in the rain and the cold.
I think they could flap all night if they wanted to.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know.
We flap every morning. Why can't they flap at night?
Right. I really.
Those are words to live by in any number of circumstances.
Yeah, I would think so.
I really don't know whether there, you know, are interns whose job description has just been pounded, you know, mounted upon by take
Mom,
the flags down every night.
I've got a new job.
That's right.
That's right.
And then, you know.
That's right. I get Ole Miss today. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if you're an Arkansas alum, mm-hmm. you sit over there in your 1978 Dodge pickup, watching as they take it down to make sure your flag isn't mistreated.
When that's right. Looking. If it's folded properly.
Yeah, or is it just kind of draped over their arm and they take them all in?
Yeah.
Is it done in alphabetical order?
I don't know. You think one guy has to take them all in?
I don't know.
You know, he drops one, then he kicks it along.
Because I don't want to bend over because I'll spill others.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah.
But, I mean, we don't know what order they're in.
You know, I don't know whether they're in alphabetical
order.
Come on,
Tom! I know you're a short timer, but couldn't you get some facts for us here? Golly!
I'll tell you what, I'll look at a picture and be able to tell you.
Because I think what they should do is, you know, what you know, you based on the placement in the the conference standings, is that's how you choose the order.
Yeah, so okay, well it depends on the sport, I guess.
Well, but you know, football season, you do it for the completion of football season, then move on to basketball. So.
But I mean, if they don't, do you have, you know, like a little bit of a piece of paper on the right there where nobody can see it says Kentucky, and you know, you have to put the flag on there. Because now you go back and you go, Oh man, I hung that one upside down. Oh, I got to go back. Oh, I put Kentucky where I was supposed to put Auburn. Oh,
If you don't put them on the, if you don't put them on the poles themselves, if you just give somebody a diagram, I mean, if you're walking out from the McFerrin Center, is it supposed to be left to right in that direction?
Good point.
Or if you're looking
at
the McFerrin Center, is it supposed to be left to right?
Yeah. So anyway,
and the flags are not actual regular shaped flags. They're more like
pennants,
or more like streamers type of things. Yeah. Yeah. They're longer than they are.
Okay.
Wide.
Yeah. So again, we applaud Texas A&M University for deciding to do this. We don't know that we haven't made it an operation and maintenance nightmare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to see how that works out. Well,
I'm sure they've got it worked out.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure that there's an assistant AD for flag decorum or something like that.
It's our job to make sure that these things are taken into consideration.
That's right.
Okay. Something else for you to think about. Now, once again, and I don't know, we may do this every day. We just want to remind you, instead of another gift card that you'll forget to use, ask your friends and family for something that will go a little further, a donation to Obama for America. It's a great way to show your support for a cause that's important to you, just as important as whatever your big day might be, whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or a kid's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and go to the Obama Gift Registry site. Yep, they've got one of those. You know what they'll probably do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, I haven't been there, but then they'll probably give you annoying reminders, you know. You got a week, you know, one more week before your anniversary. Don't forget to give us some money. I mean, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, any of those things, you could just do that. I mean, we just finished having college graduations. Maybe you're graduating from summer school this summer.
Yes.
You didn't make it out of high school on time. Well, you know, go ahead and give there, too. Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, you know, the president, I don't know if you guys realize this, but the president has spent the last few days relaxing at Camp David.
Oh, well, good for him.
He rarely goes there.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't do that much.
I know. It's barely worth the rent.
He's got better places he can be.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama returns to the White House tomorrow for Independence Day. Then he'll set out on a two-day bus tour of Pennsylvania and Ohio.
We're going to Amish country?
If we're going to Ohio, you know, which is important because it's a swing state.
They're swinging.
Yeah. Now, of course, we have discussed how the president seems to be doing what he can to be able to get groups to line up behind him by special things that they would want. Same-sex marriage, he's hoping to get that group behind him. Of course, talking about citizenship for those folks who are undocumented, going for them. And now they've identified another group that they think the president probably needs to go ahead and put under this banner so that they might think more kindly of him. The president apparently will turn toward America's war on drugs. And he says if he is elected for a second term, and of course they go ahead and tell you this now so that you'll vote for him to get that second term. Short of actually legalizing any drug, which a president cannot do, it's expected that the president will move to relax the long-running penalties aimed at drug users. He is likely to address, you boys sitting down?
Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah, possible returning of voting rights to drug offenders. So we got the gays, we have the undocumented, and now the drug users. Yep, going to get all of them voting for him. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just going to make sure that, you know, even if you've been jailed, you might be able to go ahead and vote. Oh, and by the way, you can move back into public housing, too. So there you go. Thumbs up. Way to go. That's our president. Oh, by the way, the Mitster's taking a few days off.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really? Is he like in the back house at Camp David?
He's in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
He's at his estate in New Hampshire. But the deal is, I mean, if you look at who's there, he needs an estate. I mean, he's got a wife, five kids, their wives, and 18 grandchildren. I mean, it ain't like you can put them in a double wide. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I doubt he's been in one recently.
Unless it was a campaign headquarter.
Correct.
In a small town. Yeah, yeah, I hadn't spent any time there. How do people live in these? That's interesting. Anyway, so there you go.
You didn't make these cookies, did you?
Yeah, you bought them at the 7-Eleven bakery. Yes, indeed. So anyway, that's what our people are doing there. Let's see what else. Oh, Bill Flores will join us tomorrow in studio, by the way,
to
talk to us on the 4th of July.
Well, now, Congressman, if you're going to be here on the 4th, you do need to dress as Uncle Sam. So
yeah. Yeah. See if we can work on this.
Yeah.
See how that works out for us. And you know, I know you guys.
It's nice to have a congressman we can have fun with.
I agree. I know you guys like to have your oil and your gas here at reasonable prices.
That's right. When's that gas going down to less than a dollar a gallon?
Forget it.
That's right.
I just want to let you know that a report coming out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
all these new oil and gas production projects that are going on in Texas, they're creating thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
They're plowing big money into Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But they are taking a huge toll on the state's highways. That's right. The Texas Department of Transportation yesterday told industry representatives and elected officials that repairing the roads is going to be conservatively set at $1 billion for farm-to-market roads and another $1 billion for local roads. And listen, these people, the people at the Texas Department of Transportation, they know what $1 billion is because they lost it about 2 years ago.
Yep.
Remember when they lost $1 billion? They could not find that $1 billion any place.
They looked behind the couch.
They looked in the cigar boxes.
Right.
They looked between the cushions. Somehow, some way, they were able to lose $1 billion. But now they're telling us.
Probably in Mervaline's desk.
Yeah,
she never knows what's in there.
Yeah, you know, it's right. We couldn't get that bottom drawer open. It was stuck.
Right.
Reason is in hundreds. They couldn't open it up. Anyway, so just want to let you know, there's a price for prosperity here. It's going to be $2 billion, and we're going to be paying for it. So just, you know, want to let you know.
Toll it.
Yeah, that's it. Just
toll it till it's paid for.
Yeah, well, okay, see how that works. That's for the people in the big cities. The towns our size, we don't need to be having that toll.
Nope. Toll every bit of it.
Really?
Yep.
To get to work?
Major highways, yes.
Oh, okay.
Highway 6, toll it.
All right. Some